So good morning, everyone, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits. I'm so glad you've come here to share your morning with us, and welcome Carolyn Tate, who we haven't seen in a long time. And for those of you who are joining us online, also welcome to our online service. I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And so let's begin our service today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we're giving ourselves the opportunity to awaken to our own true and divine nature, to awaken to and feel and sense that, yes, indeed, that one infinite presence that expresses in and through and around and as everything that we see around us also expresses within us, that it is our own innate nature that we have incarnated onto this planet as. And what that means then, if we have come here as spirit in form, as spirit in spirit, as spirit and as you, that means then you already contain within you all of the qualities and attributes of that infinite presence. You already contain the wisdom. You already contain the love, the peace, the beauty, the magnificence. All of those qualities are already innate to your own essential nature. And what that means then is when you go out into the world and the world is challenging or difficult or not reflecting back to you exactly what you want, that it puts you in a place of personal power because you don't need it to be peaceful out there. Of course, you would prefer it be peaceful, but your own peace isn't reliant on it being peaceful out there. You being loving or kind or generous isn't dependent on somebody else being loving, kind, or generous. It's already within you. It puts us in a place of power and makes us become a beneficial presence in this world because we carry that with us wherever we go and we're able to share that with a hungry and thirsty world. And so I thank every single one of you for answering the call of your own spirit to be walking this path and to be bringing your own spirit and your own beauty and magnificence into this world in a way that is truly a blessing. Thank you for that. And so to you fathers in the room, happy Father's Day. We acknowledge and honor you for your fatherhood. And today on this Father's Day also, we acknowledge and honor and celebrate our own fathers and those who play the role of father for us in our lives, for we have gained much from them, and they have been significant in helping shape who we are today as adults. It is said that mothers teach us how to be inward, and fathers teach us how to be out in the world. And so fathers teach us to be bold and to be courageous. They teach us to take charge and to be assertive. Fathers teach us to be outspoken and to take initiative. They engender the qualities of leadership and logic, and we learn by their example of how to do a lot of those things. Father's Day has been celebrated since the year 1910. And so also tomorrow is Juneteenth. It is also called Emancipation Day or Freedom Day. It is a day where we celebrate and commemorate the very last active day of slavery in this country, which took place in the state of Texas, and the first day of freedom was June 19th, 1865. And so Juneteenth today is a celebration of African American history and freedom and achievement. It is a celebration of respect for all cultures and is a time of reflection and rejoicing and self-assessment and planning for the future. And so happy Juneteenth, everyone. And this is also, as Rick already said, this is also Gay Pride Month. And so Gay Pride Month is celebrating LGBT pride and rights and culture and freedom. And it began with the riots of Stonewall in the year 1969. Those riots were protesting for gay liberation. And it is now Gay Pride is celebrated in many countries across the entire world. And so today, in honor of Juneteenth and in honor of Gay Pride Month, I'm going to be talking about freedom. And really about freedom to live the lives that we choose to live. And in honor of Father's Day, on top of that freedom, I am actually talking about how true freedom includes us to be able to embrace and be all of who we are. To embrace and own all of the parts of ourselves. And on Father's Day, that includes the masculine and the feminine. It includes our shadow and our light. It includes the parts of us that we have not yet discovered, that we have not yet nurtured, that we have not yet brought to light, as well as the parts of ourselves that we have already honed and polished and mastered. All of us, no matter who you are, we all want to be free to be who we are. We all want to be free to express who we are in the world. We want to live as the whole person that we are. We want to be able to be our authentic selves, not what somebody from the outside told us that we should be or that we need to be. We also want to know that all those differing parts of ourselves are lovable and that they're worthy, that they're acceptable, that they're good, regardless of your gender or the color of your skin or your sexual orientation. We want to know that all of those parts of ourselves are acceptable and lovable and worthy and good. We want to experience our wholeness. All of those parts of ourselves. And we want to have the freedom and the ability to choose. And so one of the core principles of the Centers for Spiritual Living is freedom. And it says that freedom is talking about that we have the freedom to choose how to create our experience of life. That's exactly what we all want on this entire planet. The freedom to choose our experience of life. And so one of the problems with choosing our own experience of life sometimes is that we live in this culture that tells us what we are supposed to be. We have been socialized to believe that we are supposed to be certain ways and not certain ways. And that has brought us to sometimes believe that there are parts of ourselves that are acceptable and parts of ourselves that are not acceptable. For example, if you are a man, maybe you think it is not acceptable to be soft and to be open-hearted. Maybe you think it's not okay or manly to express your feelings. Unless, of course, those feelings are anger, then it's perfectly acceptable. Or if you're a man, maybe you think that you are supposed to be tough all of the time and that you're supposed to stay in your intellect. And if you're a woman, maybe you have been socialized to believe that it's not okay to be bold or to be outspoken or to be assertive. Instead, maybe you've been conditioned to believe that you are supposed to be yielding and that you're supposed to be flexible and you're supposed to be soft. But you know what? If we just engender those qualities of the masculine and the feminine according to our gender, it only leaves us a half of a person. we're missing all these other characteristics and qualities that actually are already within us and that are already available to us, but we are not owning or possessing or actuating. I remember one time I went to hear Carolyn Mace speak, and during her talk, one of the things that she said was, imagine that you have 100 units of energy that you're given every single day, and you get to use those 100 units of energy, but when they're gone, they're gone. And so as you go throughout your day, you use up those units of energy. So maybe you use 2 units washing the dishes, and maybe you use 20 units at work while you're at work, and you use some units dealing with your children, and you use some units making the bed and doing the laundry, and you use up all these units all day long. You probably use a lot of units complaining because that takes a lot of energy. But one of the things that she said, she had us do a little meditation. She said, so if you go inside and look at where you're spending these units of energy, and the question was, where are you leaking energy? And I realized in that little meditation that every single time I acted like I was incapable of doing something that I was capable of doing, I was leaking my own essential energy. Every time I acted incompetent when I was competent, or that I acted helpless to do something, and I wasn't helpless, like maybe it's lifting something or opening something or whatever, having someone fix something for me. Every time I acted like I couldn't do something that I could, I was leaking that energy. And so it doesn't mean that I have to do everything that I'm capable of doing. It doesn't mean that I can't ask someone to do something for me. It was the part of acting like I couldn't do it that was the thing that was draining my energy. It was acting as if I didn't have what it took that was disempowering. Do you get that? Ernest Holmes said, man comes from unity, is both male and female. And so I'm going to turn that into today's vernacular. A human coming from unity is both male and female and has within themselves both attributes of reality. In some, the male predominates. In others, the female. We have two distinct types in man and woman, but they are types of one fundamental principle. There is also an intermediate sex. That is, one in which the two attributes seem to be almost equally balanced. The greatest men and women of the ages have belonged to this type, for it is a more complete balance between the two, which are really one. So he's not talking about hermaphroditism, and he's not talking about transgender. He's talking about every single one of us contain within ourselves those masculine and feminine qualities. We each contain those attributes. We each contain the yin and the yang. And when we embody both of those things, that's when we live our fullest life. When we embody both of those, the masculine and the feminine, that's when we live a life of our greatest freedom. Freedom to choose. Freedom to live the life that we want to live. Freedom to do what we want to do in the world. We get to choose how to be and how to express in the world when we are willing to embody all of it. And so the title of my talk today is All of Me. All of Me. Jason Espada, who has written many books on Buddhism, said, in Taoism, the masculine and feminine principles are called yin and yang. These are recognized as two expressions of the one life force, or Tao. They are always found together in life. Although we may just see one side, when one quality is there and is working in a balanced way, the other is there as well. So if you are female and you only own those feminine characteristics, say, for example, of valuing your feelings, which is a feminine aspect, and not valuing your intellect, which is a masculine aspect, it will make you irrational and indecisive. If you are a woman and you only care for others and never say no, never have a boundary, never put your foot down, which are female characteristics of being flexible and being receptive and being open, if you never allow those people in your life to discover their own power and their own authority and take initiative in their lives, you become exhausted. You become resentful after a while. And if you are only soft and flexible and patient, those feminine aspects, you don't have boundaries and stand up for yourself or ask for what you want, you end up being a doormat. And if you're male and you only act out of those masculine characteristics, like being courageous or bold or strong, or being in control and taking charge, without feeling your feelings, without taking in the opinions of other people, which are the feminine aspect, you end up being controlling and domineering and being a bully. It takes both. And if you're only assertive, masculine, outspoken, masculine, without listening and being tactful, you become a know-it-all. And if you only live in your intellect without feeling your feelings, life loses some of its richness. And you get stuck in one limited perspective. And just a side note, and nobody would want to be in a relationship with you. So sometimes the problem isn't that we don't act from those things that are within us. It's that we don't even know that they're present. We don't even know that those other characteristics are within us. But those are all the qualities of spirit are within us. And all of the qualities of what it is to be human are within us. It has been our socialization and what has been nurtured and what has been fanned, what flame has been fanned. And I know for me in my own life, and I think for many of the women here, we weren't taught to do things like fix plumbing or to fix a car. We weren't taught, some women, to even say no. You weren't allowed to say no. And I know for some men here, they weren't taught to nurture children. They weren't taught to ask for help. They weren't taught to show vulnerability. I know when I bought my house, my partner at the time taught me how to change the doorknobs on my house and to change the locks, and I did them myself. I learned how to drywall and help drywall the garage. I learned how to use power tools. I learned how to change the headlight on my car and to change the windshield wipers on my car. It was so empowering to be able to do those things. It wasn't that I didn't possess the ability to do them. It had never been nurtured in me. That's all that needed to happen. Somebody needed to show me, teach me, and then let me do it. It was such an empowering time of my life. We are each made in the image and the likeness of the Infinite One. We contain all of the qualities of spirit. And we contain all of the qualities of what it is to be human. Ernest Holmes said, "One of the primary principles of the science of mind is that we are spiritual beings that have been made in the image and likeness of the thing itself. Spirit made us out of itself. Our very life is the life of God, and it is perfect, whole, and complete. There was nothing lacking within us when God created us and declared all creation good. And there was nothing lacking when we arrived on this physical plane as newborns. And there is nothing lacking now. We all contain and have access to power and strength, to love and compassion and gentleness, to our intellect and our intuition. We are both all able to be expressive, to be active, and to be receptive, and to be inward. We already own all of that. So when we own the masculine and the feminine, we live our most authentic life. We live our most satisfying and empowering life, and we experience the greatest freedom. Brené Brown said, "Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are. Letting go of who your family told you you should be and who your society tells you should be and who your culture tells you should be, and instead embracing your own untapped potential. Embracing that potential that is lying inside of you asleep still. And so where are you leaking energy? Where are you not owning some of those characteristics that already live within you? There's a little yellow piece of paper inside your program. I invite you to take that out, and if you don't have a pen, to raise your hand. One side says something about leaking energy. And so I invite you to close your eyes for just a second. And to recognize that, yes, as you move through your day, you're spending those 100 units of energy on the things that you do, the things that you want to do. And it's maybe some of the things that you don't want to do, but you're still spending that energy. But I invite you to ask yourself, where am I leaking energy? Where are you leaking your own essential energy? Is there something that you are not owning that you actually already possess, but you have not yet owned it? Is there a place in your life where you are expressing too much masculine energy? Is there a place in your life where you're expressing too much feminine energy? And I invite you to go ahead and write that down. And when you're done, to go ahead and close your eyes. And so turning within again, to ask yourself, is there a quality that I can embrace or own or nurture that would give me a greater sense of freedom? Is there a quality that I can embrace or own or nurture that would make me freer? Is there a quality I can own to experience a greater sense of my own wholeness? Is there a quality that I can embrace that would enable me to experience a greater sense of my own wholeness? I want you to go ahead and write that down. So I invite you to go ahead and open your eyes. You are here to experience and to express your wholeness. You are here to discover and to give way to your own divine potential and your own human potential, to give birth to that in your life and in this world. And so my invitation to you this week is to give yourself permission to express all of the qualities that live within you. To give yourself permission to live your fullest life by embracing all of who you are, embracing the masculine and the feminine qualities that live within you already, so that you can live your grandest and most satisfying life. And as a result, you will be experiencing and sensing your own wholeness, your own greatness, living an empowered life. And so blessings to each and every single one of you as we walk this path of spirit, as we walk this path of what it is to be human, as we walk this path of giving way to our own greatness, and in turn being a beneficial presence in this world. So blessings to all of you. I feel like as your minister, one of my things that I really love to do is to give you tools to live your best life. And so that is what I did today, and I love doing that with you, and I love that you all are willing to play along. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer right now. And so how good it is to be in recognition of this presence of God, this infinite power, this infinite presence, this one whose very essence is love, whose very essence is goodness. The very fabric is magnificence. It is a presence of peace, and it is the absolute infinite potential that is yet unformed, simply waiting to pour itself out into this world of form as the life that we're living, as the body that we're living in, as our thinking, and as that which we bring to the world. For it is all the presence of spirit that is expressing itself. And I recognize that we are each incarnations of this most high, most fabulous, most grand and miraculous energy and creativity and love and goodness. That is what we have come out of, and it is what we have come here as, and it is what we have come here to share. And so how good it is to recognize that regardless of what is happening in the world or in our own personal lives, that does not change. That is the eternal truth of who we are. The love and the goodness and the creativity and the beauty of that infinite presence. And so today I recognize and claim and know that we are each guided and led on this path into creative expression that is fulfilling and satisfying. That we are each inspired from within to live as our authentic selves. And as we do that, we live a life of deep satisfaction. And as we live a life of authenticity, we bring something to this world that is truly a blessing and that truly nurtures anyone who is in our company. How wonderful it is to know that we are indeed good, that we are indeed love. And so I speak this word not just about us in this room, but I speak this word about every person in this world, knowing that right where they are also is this presence, that they are also incarnations of intelligence and wisdom and love and creativity, and that it is that that is unfolding in and through each and every single person on this planet right now. For I know that highest vision that is held in the mind of God is a world of peace and unity, togetherness, ease and flow, and love. And so that is what is unfolding through humanity on this day, in this moment, and at every moment. And so today we put our attention on that and say yes to that, knowing that as we say yes, we create an opening for that flow of spirit. And where there is an opening, because we are all part of the one, there is an opening everywhere. And so today we are indeed creating heaven on earth. And so I release this prayer with absolute gratitude and conviction, and again, gratitude for the truth, for this is the truth. And so I release this into that infinite law, knowing that it is unfolding right this moment, and I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is. And so I have one invitation for you that actually is really important, and I kind of feel bad that it's only 2 weeks ahead of time because your minister forgot to turn the page on the calendar to see what was going on this month. We are actually in 2 weeks, which is July 2nd, we are going to have Sunday service in the park here. So we're going to have Sunday service in the park, and we're going to have a picnic afterwards. So do you all want to bring potluck, or you want to bring your own sack lunch? Potluck. Maybe Jan Cole can find us a piece of paper in the back and have you sign up for what you want to bring for potluck today. So bring a potluck dish, bring a chair to sit in, bring games if you have games that you want to share. But it's July 2nd, so it's 4th of July weekend, the weekend before that, and I hope you all will be there. The other invitations are just to follow us on social media. Our talks are available online, and we have prayer support after service. If you would like to sit with a practitioner, they're happy to pray with you. We have prayer shawls. We have Ministry of Prayer box. You can put a request, and we will support
you. And so I invite you to repeat after me.
So that's it for those. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I step into it.
I step into it.
I own it.
I celebrate
it. I am it. And so it is.
Thank you.